This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Kim Leroy Little, L-I-T-T-L-E, date of birth 4/26 of 1954. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Little with hypertension, a history of gout, and polycythemia. His last visit was May 22nd of this year. Since that time, he had his left eye cataract removed. The right eye, actually, he's had poor vision in that eye since he was a child, so they won't be removing a cataract from the right side, but he can see much better now that the left cataract has been removed. His weight is stable, and he's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit, and no gout flare-ups. Review of systems is negative. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the chlorthalidone, 12.5 milligram once a day. Allopurinol is 100 milligram twice a day, and colchicine, 0.6 milligram once daily. Also, Anacin 400/32, one tablet daily. And atenolol, 100 milligram once a day. Potassium chloride is 10 mil equivalent, three tablets daily. And a daily vitamin. Physical exam, weight 218 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 60, and blood pressure 120 over 70. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension or carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender and no edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done November 14, 2023. White count 8.3. Platelets are normal. Hemoglobin has improved. It's down from 17.8 to 17. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 3.9. Creatinine is stable at 1.24 with estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium 9.5. Albumin is 4.0 and phosphorus is 2.8. Assessment and plan. 1. Hypertension, currently well controlled. 2. History of gout. That's also controlled with allopurinol and colchicine. 3. Polycythemia. That has improved. And he does take Anacin daily, hopefully to keep prevent any further buildup of hemoglobin. And the patient will have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.